BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're doing Grimmy's show all this week. Chris's friend is the biggest fan of Christmas ever. Like, the most positive person in the world, so we'll speak to her. Also, there's more bangers. Another door opened on the Advent calendar, which is called the Whovent calendar. And Real or No Real?
Radio 1.
Right, can someone tell me where there are better Christmas markets than the ones in London? Because I was many disappointed yesterday. I tried to get all festive, and there's like down on the south bank of the Thames where you've got like your Big Bens and your Tower Bridges and all that. There's a Christmas market there, but there's literally four huts there, and I was expecting a bit more. I know the Birmingham one is really good, but I will travel to wherever there is a good Christmas market.
Yeah, right.
Potentially this week.
This cheese situation in the studio, it's... I'm not enjoying the smell of it.
It's quite antisocial for this time, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest with you, are you making this a thing? Why are we doing this?
I reckon by...
Are we doing a cheese a day?
Yeah, I reckon by 7 I could crack on with this.
It just feels a bit...
A bit of camembert to start us off. Do you remember... was it last... No, not last Christmas Day. The Christmas Day before... I managed to get through a whole massive, like, 12-incher, didn't I? Like, through the course of the show.
But, I mean, we've previously done a curry club when we've been on in breakfast, and that was a great success, I thought.
Yeah, well, why not? Let's start cheese club tomorrow, so we can all crack on.
That's what I was going to say, is the idea that we make it more of a club scenario.
Yeah, and I think it's for the early birds. So, like, anyone that's up at this time listening to the show... We'll get involved with the cheese and we'll just keep it to this kind of little club before 7, maybe.
Fine, so we're encouraging people to kind of join us in a 6:30 cheese.
Yeah, we're at 6:45 cheese.
I love it, how Christmassy.
Let us know if you're up for it, because most people will have some cheese around, surely.
Well, if not, you've got till tomorrow to prepare.
Yeah, so 6:45 tomorrow morning, let's get on the cheese.
And today's a camembert.
Today's a camembert.
You do have one to hand.
It's like, it's fine to have chocolate for breakfast this time of year. Absolutely fine to have cheese. Also, what we're doing with the callers, every caller we get on, is we are going to... well, there's crackers for every caller. So you can pull a cracker with me. So, for instance, pretend you're the caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, is that Scott Mills?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Jeff.
Right, okay, pull a cracker with me.
I don't know.
Go on, Jeff. Pull really hard.
I love you, Scott.
Love you.
You're my favourite Radio 1 presenter.
All right, don't be a keno. Oh, these crackers are rubbish.
The bang's a bit rubbish, right, there, Scott. Do the crab.
The bang is really not satisfying. Oh, you've got a spinny thing, look. Do you want a hat?
Okay, so whoever calls up gets to do a cracker with you. That's the excitement here.
Yeah.
You're and who ruining wouldn't want that? It by moaning about it now.
Would you like to hear your joke, Jeff?
Go on, then.
Why is Cinderella no good at football? She keeps on running away from the ball.
Okay, good.
Right.
So more, some strong ideas
more
there.
More crackers and more great jokes like that coming up. And Cheese Club tomorrow. What could you want?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
And good morning, Charlie from Devon.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes, I'm very ready. I got ready in November. I'm one of those really weirdly organised people.
What do you mean, ready in November?
Well, you know, you've got to be organised. There's nothing worse than pushed around in town, so you got it all done online in November.
So you did it all online and now you're just ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go, ready and raring.
Yeah, same as Chris.
Yeah, I'm really nowhere near that stage. And is everything you've got all ready and wrapped up?
Yeah, literally, I'm ready to go.
I don't understand you people. I know. You people.
But, I mean, it just makes Christmas so boring, doesn't it?
No, most people are ready.
No, you can enjoy it.
Exactly.
You can enjoy it now.
You're going to be stressing me out because on Friday, I know, after the show, you'll be like, oh, let me need to go shopping. Oh, because you'll suddenly realise that it's like two days
later.
Yeah,
that's fun. That's tradition.
Not fun.
Can you tell me the best present that you've bought for someone, or will it really give it away? Is it really?
Yeah, I'll have to keep it secret.
Okay.
They're all good presents.
Yeah, you sound like a good present buyer.
Yeah, organised, good present buyer.
Yeah,
What's that based on?
I don't know. I can just hear it in your voice. You just sound like you would give good present.
Have you had to do boyfriend or girlfriend shopping?
No, unfortunately not.
That's a good thing.
It's not unfortunate.
No, it's true. It's one less person to buy for.
Charlie, we've got some crackers in the studio. Would you like to pull one with me?
Yes.
Okay. I've got minimum strength in my upper body, so you're probably going to win.
Okay.
All right. Charlie, you ready?
Yeah.
Pull hard.
Paul.
Oh, rubbish.
I hate people who can't make it bang.
Can't even do it.
Charlie, unfortunately, Scott got the fat end of that one, so he gets the gift.
Right, these are okay. Cheap. Okay, do you want your joke?
Yes, please.
What does Father Christmas do when his elves misbehave?
I don't know.
He gives them the sack.
Oh, God.
Is that one?
Oh, God.
Hang on, what's this box of crackers?
Here's like, another one.
Is this one of these adult ones?
Are you happy with your joke?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, there's a fact as well. Standing for an hour burns 120 calories.
That's a good fact.
Yeah. All right, shall we play Real or No Real?
Yes.
Let's do it.
In Cardiff, there is a new trend of replacing high heels with McDonald's bags after a night out.
Well, I'm aware of this problem for girls on a night out where obviously the high heels start digging in late at night. It's harder to walk in them, so you want to wear comfy shoes on the way home. I get that.
Now, I've had many a night out in Cardiff. I don't remember seeing bags on feet. I saw a lot else, but not that.
So is this feet in bags and then the bags go in another shoe? Is the idea is you're trying to wrap up warmer because obviously you go out later at night, it gets way colder, so you start wrapping up in takeaway food bags.
Or maybe you're just trying to keep your shoes clean, like Tiny Temper does before he goes on stage at festivals, puts Wesco bags on his feet so that when he gets on stage, his white trainers look fresh and clean.
Yeah.
Or is it... Oh, Nessa, you look like you have some trouble there walking. Look, put these McDonald's bags on, all right, instead.
I think it's replacing the bags. And I think I did see this picture, and this poor girl had her shoes in her hands, and she actually was using paper bags as her shoes.
From the fast food restaurant?
From the fast food restaurant. But, you know, I can understand why she did it. You know, after you've had a long night, the last thing you'd want to do is carry your shoes on, but I wouldn't say that paper bags are probably the best alternative.
I hope she ate all the food first from the bags. Yeah. Oh, Nessa, there's some spare chips in there, love.
Not everyone's called Nessa.
So, Charlie, you're saying that there is a new trend in Cardiff of replacing high heels with McDonald's bags. That's real.
Yeah, I'm saying real.
A new trend, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying it's a new trend.
I just don't think the bags will offer much more comfort, so I don't think this is going to be real. I think what they should do is use the nugget boxes, maybe. And that maybe that escalation will then become a trend. So I think no real.
That one is no real.
It might not be a trend, but a lady in Cardiff was spotted the other night with McDonald's bags on her feet. But that's not like everyone in Cardiff.
Oh, I see. So it might become a trend at some point, but not right now.
That's right. And next,
San Francisco International Airport has a therapy pig to comfort travellers.
Oh, I like this kind of thing.
I hope this is true. Yeah. I really hope this is true.
Because airports are well stressful, aren't they?
And pigs are well cute.
They are.
Charlie, did you say you're from Devon?
I am from Devon.
Have you got a therapy pig?
I don't have a therapy pig, but I like pigs. And, you know, if it's one of those little micro pigs, they're quite a trend. So I could see why that would de-stress people.
I like the idea, though, that if you're stressed at an airport, for some reason, hugging a pig will make everything okay. Or is it that you hug a pig, or is this a very clever pig that can, you know, do a small therapy session with you? So the pig, I don't know. It's
they can't
like,
talk.
No, but that's what do you think the therapy pig's doing then?
Like pre-flight yoga with pigs, maybe.
Yeah, it's leading a yoga class.
No.
Maybe.
I think being hugged by anything makes you feel better, though, if you're stressed out or anyone.
That said, it's really hard for pigs. Can pigs hug? Because think about it, they've only got those four little trotters and they're generally connected to the ground. They're not wandering around on two legs going like, come here, give me a hug.
Maybe they can rear up like dogs, like, oh, come here.
I don't know if they can do that.
I don't think that would be very calming.
The pigs can only go on two legs if they're sort of mounting something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want them to mount me in San Francisco Airport, thank you very much.
No.
But it might be real because people use dogs for therapy, so why not use pigs?
Yeah. So you're saying this is real, Charlie?
Well... I like to believe it's real. It might be real. It's a nice story if it is, isn't it? Nice story before Christmas. So I'm going to say it's real.
It's all a bit babe pig in the city.
Hello.
It is, but it's nice.
Quite like the idea of a pig on a lead, though. Wandering around the airport.
Real or no real, Chris?
I just can't imagine a pig roaming around the airport, so I think no real.
That one is real.
It's real. The pig is called Lailu, and she roams the airport to comfort stressed-out travellers.
That's a nice story.
I could have done with that in London City Airport, actually, at the weekend.
A therapy pig?
I'd love that, yeah. Everyone was so stressed in there, no flights going anywhere. And finally,
Radio 1 breakfast show host Nick Grimshaw uses leopard print dog poo bags.
Oh, that is so real.
It's got to be real.
That has got to be real.
I like it. As soon as we say it, you're like, yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Well, he's such a sass queen, isn't he? That has got to be real.
Yeah.
He is. He's not going to just have your bog standard black bag. He's going to have leopard print. He's going to have fur.
It kind of makes you think, what's his toilet paper like? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he's definitely like triple quilted. He's not standard, is he?
I'm surprised he hasn't got a poo glove. Like, he strikes
me... Well, maybe he does.
I can't imagine certain famous people picking up the poo, just putting their hand in the bag and picking up the doggy dude like that.
You can get scoopers. Maybe he's a scooper. Maybe he's not a bagger.
I'm surprised this hasn't been in the papers, to be honest, if he's got leopard print dog poo bags.
I would say this is real.
Yeah?
100%. I'd be very disappointed if it's not. And someone should get it for him for Christmas, if not.
Yeah, this has got to be real, surely.
Real.
100%.
Real?
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Ever the fashionista, Nick uses leopard print dog poo bags to clean up after his two dogs, Pig
not
and
surprised.
Stinky Bob.
Not surprised.
Stinky Bob. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's a draw. I got 20. Charlie, you got 20 as well. Good result.
Yay.
What's the rest of the day for you then?
I am going to work today, so finishing off before Christmas, so that's nice.
All right, well, listen, have a good day and an amazing Christmas. Thanks for being
on. Thank you, you too. No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris have just been sharing the love of something that I didn't think that he would watch.
I'd rather not talk about it, because this is why I was anxious to bring it up with you.
It's weird, though, because I watched exactly the same as you. I caught up on both episodes. I've seen quite a lot of the first one, but I watched the whole one, the second one last night.
Yeah, it's because, well, I know you're a fan of it, so I thought, well, I'll give it a little look.
Why don't you tell us what the show is that you watched yesterday?
It's called Mariah's World.
Yeah.
Right?
It's on E.
About Mariah Carey.
Yeah. It's awesome. The people around her are so hilarious.
Oh, it's like The Office or something like that, but real.
Yeah. Have you seen it, Sinead?
It's crazy.
I am desperate to see it, though, since that trailer came out.
Oh, the makeup guy is just everything. He's like, I think people have been making you up wrong for years, Mariah. And she's like, I would totally agree with you. There's a bit where she gets lifted at the beginning of her show.
Oh, she makes out it's the biggest drama ever.
It's just six blokes lifting you. Don't worry about it. She's like, if they drop me, I might die. And I'm Mariah Carey.
You know, on Geordie Shore and all those types of shows as well, they do that bit where they're talking to the camera and they're like, I couldn't believe what he was saying. Mariah Carey's doing these throughout, but she's lying down in a nightie.
All of the interviews are conducted with her lying down.
It's so strange.
In a nightie.
BBC Radio 1.
Elsa, my other favourite bit, if it's fluorescent lining, I have to wear sunglasses.
Oh, it's
Why
really,
do you?
I watch it because it annoys me.
It's so good. It's like it's a sitcom because the characters are so ridiculous. What else have you got this morning?
Right, okay. So it's been a big week so far for Fifth Harmony following the announcement that Camilla has left the group. That happened yesterday. Well, today, audio of what some people are claiming is Lauren from the band talking about how hard they're being made to work has emerged on the internet. Now, we don't know when this was recorded, if it's definitely her or who is being accused. So here's a little snippet.
Decisions on a regular basis to make us literal slaves. Like, literally slaves, Ali.
So right at the end there, you see, you might have heard she says Ali, which is obviously another member of the group. And that's the reason people are suspecting it might be Lauren talking. Now, we have contacted Fifth Harmony's people for a response, but obviously it's people are asleep in America.
What's she saying in the clip?
She's saying they're treating us like literal slaves.
Right.
But it sounds like it's picked up at the back of something else that's been recorded. It's a bit like when you were watching Danny Howard's Snapchat the other night.
Yeah.
and from the Radio 1 Christmas party, and you can hear me in the background ranting about something.
Yeah.
Not sure what I'm ranting about, but I'm going, it's ridiculous.
You have to be careful what you say, don't you, when you're filming something, because like, you can just catch the end of a conversation.
Exactly.
To be fair, this sounds like an argument straight out of Mariah's world.
But obviously, like I say, we don't know the context of it. We don't know who she's or who, if it actually is Lauren or who is being accused. But that is what a lot of people are talking about this morning. And it comes as the war of words rages on between Camilla and the other girls. So Camilla says she didn't know they were going to release a statement, the one we talked about yesterday. And she had had long conversations with the band to try and sort it out. They have responded to that, saying she did know they were going to release a statement and are hurt by this. And those long conversations never happened. They tried several times to organise meetings, but Camilla never turned up.
They're not going to speak ever again.
They're not, no. And I'm sure this will probably rage on for the rest of the week. Now, last night there was a special screening of Sherlock, the episode that's going to be going out on New Year's Day. Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman there, and Benedict drew the short straw and had to do the interviews. So firstly, he cleared up a misquote that any Sherlock fans would have heard over the past few months, that this would be the end of Sherlock.
You have to see the three stories to understand what I originally said, which was it feels like something comes to a head in this series. And that's not just false advertising, it's true to what happens in the stories. So let's leave it at that. Let's see how people react to where we go with it.
And he said that basically they would never stop doing Sherlock as long as they can. But he also expressed his sympathy for the journalists there who have to interview him about any of his projects because they're all shrouded in secrecy. So Sherlock, Doctor Strange, Star Trek. You ask him a question and he can't really answer it at all.
This has been the way of it for me since this series began, at least. You know, I'm sort of used to giving hollow answers that mean but nothing other than the sound of my voice. It's just ridiculous. I pity you and your editors, and I'm sure you'll be able to pick something out, but it feels like banging an empty drum sometimes.
It's kind of okay, though, isn't it? You just hear his voice and it's fine.
But when you turn up to interview him, do you think, well, what's the point of this? Because he's not going to say anything.
Yeah, so you just have to try and be a bit cleverer and ask him about something else. But then he doesn't like talking about much else. So it's just like, do you know what?
You've got to outfox Benedict Cumberbatch.
Not an easy task.
I want next time, Sinead, I want you to stand up, throw your papers in the air and go, well, there's no point in either
of this being here. What is the point? What's the point?
No, please don't do that.
Finally, congratulations to Margot Robbie. She confirmed a few hours ago what all the papers are reporting, that she has indeed got married.
Yay, I love her.
I love her. She posted a picture of her diamond ring with her new husband, Tom Ackley, just out of focus in the background. A very cool little picture.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, tonight...
Oh, God. It's this song. Is it a song?
Theme. Ugh. It's Mastermind, 7 p.m. tonight, and it's the celebrity one, because it's Christmas. 7 p.m, BBC One tonight.
Naturally, I got invited to be on the show.
Of course.
And how could I refuse?
I saw what you put on Twitter last night, a little teaser for us.
First thing I've seen, because obviously we filmed it a few weeks ago now, and they've put up a little sort of teaser clip of me introducing myself and my specialist subject.
And your name is?
My name's Chris Stark.
Chosen subject?
The great man Scott Mills.
Right, so that's Chris's specialist subject on Mastermind tonight.
I should point out, the specialist subject is just Scott Mills. I just thought I'd add that in for effect.
This is ridiculous.
Actually happening.
I can't believe they said yes to it.
Scott, it's the most intimidating situation because there's an audience in there. You've been on.
Yeah, I've done it before. It's terrifying because this music comes on, it's all dark. You've just got that chair in the middle if you've seen Mastermind. Mm. But what they do, there's a full audience in there, but when you go up to do your bit, John Humphreys goes, and our next contestant, please. And then you walk to the chair and it's complete silence. They're not allowed to clap. And they made you redo your walk.
Yeah, there was a very awkward moment, actually, where I walked to the chair and then a producer came out and said, sorry, Chris, we're going to have to do that again. So God knows what I was doing with my walk.
What's wrong with my walk? Why have I got a funny walk?
Well, it's because everyone's watching you. It's quite intimidating. It's like when you step into a nightclub, you know, and you feel like all eyes are on you.
Mm. No, that's never happened to me.
Not that has ever happened.
No.
But, yeah, very intimidating atmosphere. I can't say how I did.
It was really weird, like, because in the lead up to the recording, you were cramming me like an exam. Like, you knew absolutely everything about me.
Yeah.
It was like, it was so weird.
Yeah. Chosen subject.
The great man Scott Mills.
By that point, I felt pretty prepped as well. So I would, well, we'd just constantly test each other, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I was giving him quizzes in the studio daily. It's like, what's my mum's name? Yeah. Where was I born? Yeah. Which hospital? Yeah, yeah. And he knew it all.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting big things from you tonight.
7 p.m. on BBC One.
I know, let's not take it too seriously. Let's not forget that one of last night's celebrity guests was Hacker T Dog from CBBC. On last night's episode.
And your name is?
It's Hacker the Dog, off the telly.
And your chosen charity?
Children in Need.
And your chosen subject?
The Pet Shop Boys, the pop band from yesteryear.
Yes, got that. 90 seconds on the Pet Shop Boys, starting now.
Oh, wow. So that happened last night. Right, Hacker the Dog, if you don't know, is on CBBC, and it's a dog that can talk, obviously, for children.
Mm.
When you just hear the voice and don't see the dog, it's really weird. Listen.
What is it like being a dog?
It's great, Cocky. You should try it. I can only see in black and white. It's a dog thing. So really? I don't have to pay the full TV licence.
Right, only works when you can see dogs. Right, 7 p.m. tonight, BBC One.
Yes.
Me as Chris's specialist subject on Celebrity Mastermind.
Oi, oi.
Sorry.
None of that. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
OK, so we're going to now speak to the most positive person in the world. I just want to be in her world where everything is just, like, bright and shiny and happy. It's your friend Laura.
Yeah. Laura, how excited are you for Christmas?
Chris, I am the most excited about Christmas. I always have been and I always will be.
Why do you love it so much?
I love it because I can't explain it. First of all, I love baubles so much. So I go and buy like 1,000 baubles, new ones, every year to decorate the Christmas tree, which is my most exciting thing to do for me. That's my favourite thing, is decorating the Christmas tree. And I just love it. And people are generally more happy around Christmas, apart from my boyfriend, who is basically the Grinch. But I don't care. I love it.
Why is he the Grinch?
I don't know, because I start planning Christmas around sort of early September, which... like, the baubles and like, all the Christmas decorations, they come out around that sort of time, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I get excited around then, and he can't understand why I want to put the tree up any time before December the 12th, I think it is. He says it should be up 12 days before Christmas and no more before.
When do you want to put it up?
Probably around, I would say November, the middle of November, I think. Yeah, I think that's about a good time.
Right. Why is Christmas so exciting, though?
But it's just exciting. How is it not exciting? Like presents and lights on the houses and everything. I just love it. I've always loved it. I love it so much.
And then do you get really sad when it's over?
I get ever so sad when it's over. And it's horrible because, you know, like when New Year's Day arrives, it's really over then, isn't it?
Yes.
But there's nothing to cling on to after that. So I feel like the Christmas tree has to come down, like, the day after New Year's Day, which then I get really upset about that. Mm-hmm.
So you're all ready for Christmas?
I'm all ready for Christmas, yeah. I am absolutely ready for Christmas.
Had any mince pies yet?
I've had about 17 packets of mince pies, yes.
Have you?
Yeah, I eat a lot of mince pies. But, you know, I thought it was actually mince, and I'm a vegetarian, but my boyfriend said it's not. It's a different kind of mince. It's like... different sort of mints, I'm not sure. Maybe it actually is actual mint, mate.
Are you worried that you're eating mince meat if you're a vegetarian?
I just did think that. It's just clicked in my head, but I did say to my boyfriend it's not actually mince from a cow, and he said, no, it's a different sort of mint. So I have to kind of believe it.
Mm. And
what else is in them?
Well, what do you think is in the mince pies, then? What do you think the mince is referring to?
Well, originally, from the olden days, I thought it meant mince meat from the animals.
Mm.
But that was when I did eat meat. Now I don't eat meat. It's playing with my brain a little bit. But it doesn't taste like meat. It tastes sweet. And they've got sugar on it. And I don't think meat would have sugar in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. What is in it, then?
Do you know what? I haven't actually looked. But I think they've got berries in them. The ones that I eat have got berries in them. And it's all, like, brown, weird stuff. But it tastes nice.
But you enjoy the taste?
I enjoy the taste, yeah. I just really hope I'm not eating meat because I'm a vegetarian. That'd be awful.
No.
I wouldn't laugh about it even. I shouldn't even be laughing.
No, I agree with you. I'm not even 100% sure what's in the mince pies.
No one really knows.
But I had the these burgers the other day. I'm probably not allowed to say the name of the lady who makes them, but they taste so real that every bite is a very, very scary thing, because I'm positive that I'm eating meat, but it's not. It says in the box it's vegetarian.
Mm. Right. But you're still not 100% sure they're not lying.
Well, do you know what? They could be lying, because they said about the meat was one thing and then it was a horse and all of this. So they could be lying. They could be lying.
They did lie.
Who's the lady that makes the burgers?
She was a lady, and I hate to say it, she died. But she was a very famous man's wife, I think.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name.
Who is it?
Can I say her name?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Linda McCarthen.
And who's that?
She makes some vegetarian stuff that tastes too good to be vegetarian.
But who's she married to?
Oh, God, who's she married to? He was a singer. I know he's a singer. He's very, 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 very old. Very old. And
was he very in old. A band, or was he a solo singer?
I think he was a solo... No, I think he was in a band. Was he in a band? Yeah, I think he was in a band. And now he's decided to become like a solo person because he's quite old.
Do you know his name?
I don't know his name. Probably McCarthen. Something McCarthen.
Something McCarthen.
Yeah.
Linda McCarthen, married to Paul McCarthen from that band.
Paul McCarthen, that's it.
Paul McCarthen.
Yeah.
Laura, you're right to wait there a minute.
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll have a pint of what Laura's having, please, says Joe.
She is like concentrated Christmas.
Yes.
Almost. Well, maybe long term, but...
Yeah. I'm roaring at Lauren. I want to be her friend immediately. That's from Paula.
I love her. I think she's awesome.
OMG, this girl is amazing. Hashtag mincemeat. BBC Radio 1. Laura's with us. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
So you're all set for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm all set for Christmas, yeah.
And it's, God, it's really soon, isn't it? It's the 25th.
I know. It's like, hang on a minute, we are today. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. 5 days!
5 days to Christmas.
You're the most excited person for Christmas. Is there, like, a Christmas message you'd like to give everyone?
The Christmas message I'd like to give everybody is please, please, please put lights on the front of your house, because if everybody put lights on the front of their house, just imagine what it would be like. Every house lit up, all festive, all lovely, and just please be happy. Because there's some people that aren't always happy, like my boyfriend, around Christmas time. So, yeah, that's my message. Lights on the front of the house and be very, very happy.
Have you got lights on your house?
Yeah, lights on my house. I've blown a couple of the bulbs, though, but they're still working.
And so everyone should have lights on their house?
I always said to my dad, if I was the President of England, I would make it a rule that everybody would have to have lights on the front of their house. Because I see when people have made their efforts and they've done it and it's really nice, but then it's very far and few between.
Yeah.
And I just think everyone should. I think everyone should have lights on the house.
See, I agree.
Does it upset you? I haven't got lights on my house.
Oh, it does upset me, actually. Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but it does. Why not?
I just didn't think... I didn't get around to it.
Now, she raised a good point. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? It doesn't take long. Even if you had, like, those battery-operated ones and you could just put them around, like, something around the front, just even just one pair of lights.
Token effort.
And then everyone will know that you're a festive person then.
Mm.
Right.
Do you think Scott is a festive person, would you say?
He sounds a bit angry today, if I'm honest.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm not angry.
Good.
I'm just worried that you think less of me because I haven't got lights on my house.
Oh, well, you can always do it. You've still got 5 days. Is it 5 days or 6 days?
5 days.
5 days. Yeah, you've still got a couple of days left. You can still put them on.
All right, Laura, I'll do that for you.
Well, please do.
As always, it's so lovely to get your view on the world. I wish I was in your head sometimes. It's such a lovely place to be.
It really is. It's a lovely place to be inside my brain.
Oh, Laura, very quickly, you'll love this. What we're doing with everyone who calls, we're going to pull a cracker. Okay.
Okay, how do I do that then?
Well, right. You just pull from your end really hard.
Okay, I'm doing it.
You're pulling now?
Yeah.
Okay, pull harder.
I am.
Hang on. Pull.
I am. I'm doing it. What's inside the cracker?
Well, you won that one.
Well, I did. What did I win?
You've got a pair of clappy hands, plastic clappy hands.
You know the ones.
Oh, I love the clappy hands.
Yeah, they're yours.
My dad always used to call me the flipping seal because I used to clap my hands all the time.
Well, you can clap more now.
Do you want the joke?
Oh, yeah, go on then. I won't get it, but try.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
I don't know.
Well, think.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot? I don't know. I'm not meant to know. Are you meant to tell me?
Yeah, but you have a guess.
An orange.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot? An orange.
I don't know. Parrot. I don't know. Can you tell me?
Carrot.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a parrot and it's orange.
That's bad.
Quite bad, isn't it? Do you want to wear this party hat?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. What's your best joke, Laura?
All right, can I tell you one? This is so funny.
Go on, then.
OK, my dad told me the other day. He told me 3 times. I got it on the 3rd one. Right. So, hang on a minute. I've got to make sure I get it right. So, one of my dad's friends married a lady from Hungary. That bit's right. He married a lady from Hungary. But then something happened. No, I can't do that one. I've forgotten that one. It's my favourite one. I've forgotten it.
All right. I was looking forward to there was a woman from Hungary.
Why don't you give it a go? Come on.
I wanted to tell it.
Laura, this could be the greatest delivered joke ever. Yeah. So give it a go. Let's do this.
So good. Right, let me try and I'll just forgive me if I get it wrong, right?
No worries.
Work your way through it. Let's go.
Right, my dad's friend married a woman from Hungary. Oh, yeah, and a year later, she popped her clogs.
Do you mean Holland?
Yeah, Hungary. What? Did I get the place wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, see, it didn't work. Then I laughed. No one else did.
The clogs are from Holland, not Hungary.
My dad's friend is so funny.
That's actually brilliant, Laura.
There was a woman from Hungary who popped clogs.
She popped her clogs. Do you know why it's funny?
Why?
Because popped clogs means she went to heaven.
I know, yes.
And clogs was the shoes that they wear in that place.
Not in Hungary. It's Holland.
In Holland, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got it wrong.
You're hilarious.
Joke.
I might call you later in the week.
Maybe we get a joke a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have got another one, but it's got a square in it, though.
No, I'm all right. Okay, I've got to go.
Bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Hope you're all right. It's 10 to 9. Tuesday morning, 5 days to go. I feel well organised.
Well, you've got that smug, organised thing going on.
Did you like it that I presented you with this year's Christmas present at 6:15 this morning?
Do you know what? I think it's showing off. You've wrapped everyone's presents already. You're handing them out.
Yeah.
And I think you're partly doing it because you know I'm nowhere near that stage.
Yeah. Also, my tree, though, is off.
What do you mean?
Right. Because I put it up 1st of December. A real one. Droopy. And, like, my mum hasn't come round yet, so she'll just be like, oh, that tree's droopy. So I've been watering it and everything, but I think it's just a bit too hot.
So it's on the turn?
It's definitely on the turn. The baubles are falling off because the branches are drooping so much. And every time I brush past it, like a load of pine needles just fall off.
See, not so smug now, are you, with your droopy tree?
Did you hear North Star Caller on Greg's show yesterday?
I actually missed it. I heard it was very sweet.
If you missed it too, I want to play it again. It was really sweet yesterday. So if you've not heard it before, Father Christmas gives one of our listeners a call on Greg's show in the afternoons from 4 p.m. I think he's doing it every day this week in the run-up to the big one. So yesterday on Greg's show was the turn of Olivia. Listen to this.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Mummy Rebecca?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hello, Mummy Rebecca. It's Father Christmas calling.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you, young lady?
I'm okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, it's nice to talk to you, Mummy Rebecca, but I'm really phoning to have a quick word with Olivia, if she's available.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It sounds like she, sounds like she is. Wonderful. Thank you, Rebecca. Hello, Olivia. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Are you feeling a little bit excited about Christmas, Olivia? Yes, oh, me too. Well, Olivia, I'm calling because I'm packing up my sleigh ready for Christmas Eve, and I just wanted to make sure I had all the right things. So, Olivia, what is on your Christmas list this year?
A motorbike.
Oh, a motorbike?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Olivia. A big motorbike like grown-ups ride or a small motorbike?
A big one.
A big one. Right. Yeah. Well, I'll give your mummy and daddy a ring about that and see whether you're allowed to have a motorbike. How old are you, Olivia?
6.
6 years old. You might be a little bit young for a motorbike. What do you think?
I want a blue one, please.
A big blue motorbike. Well, I'll check in with your mummy and daddy and we'll see. Now, anything else on the list, Olivia?
A dog.
A dog? Right, well, you know a dog takes a lot of looking after, don't you, Olivia?
A toy dog, please.
A toy dog, they take a little bit less looking after, although you still have to give them lots of cuddles, Olivia. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Now, you have some pets at your house, don't you? You have some tortoises, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad. I'll be glad to see them. I remember them from last year. Now, they're called... No, don't tell me. They're called Shelby and Amber. Is that right?
Yes,
I remember them from last year. I said hello to them. Well, I'm going to go and carry on getting my sleigh ready now, Olivia. But I just wanted to let you know that I'll be with you on Christmas Eve and you're on the nice list because you've been a very good girl this year. Is that okay?
What are you, Santa?
Pardon, Olivia?
What are you?
How old am I? Well, Olivia, that's an interesting question. I'm older than a lot of stories that you will have heard and older than all the grown-ups that you know. How old do you think that might be?
6,500.
Well, not quite that much, but you're not a million miles away, Olivia. I think it's enough to say I'm very, very old indeed, but not too old to love Christmas very much.
Okay.
Wonderful, Olivia. Well, I will wish you and your family and your tortoises, your little brother, a very, very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa, and thanks for phoning me.
Oh, that's my absolute pleasure, Olivia. Merry Christmas. Nice to speak to you.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye-bye. Aww. Bye-bye.
He is friendly, isn't he, Santa?
He is, yeah.
Love him.
And she's awesome, too.
Oh, thanks for calling me.
I really love that every year when Greg does that.
So another North Star caller on Greg's show.
If you're not feeling festive, that'll make you completely festive. If Laura, your friend, didn't already make you Christmassy this morning, North Star caller definitely will. This afternoon from 4 with Greg James on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Really confused by Christmas First Dates last night. I stayed up to watch it, especially because it's my fave.
So I saw stuff on Twitter about it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
Well, there was a lady with a plastic pink bird in her hair, standard, who apparently wears it all the time. And that made me a bit sad because it's Christmas and she was obviously keen on seeing the guy again. And he, you know the bit where they go and they speak first and go, I think it's just friends. Mm. And then the other one goes, oh, yes, I was thinking that too, but she wasn't.
And also they've just said before, oh, I really like them.
Yeah. That makes me feel sad. But then at the end, they had like a Love Actually moment where there's one of the waiters, Sam, has made his feelings clear for the waitress, Cece. And he held up signs saying, to me, you are perfect, at the end. And she gave him a big hug. But I wanted to see what happens next.
Oh, so do we think that's an actual thing?
Well, I don't know. Like normally, at the end of a date on the show, they either go their separate ways or they get in a taxi. Yeah. And they, should we go for another drink somewhere else? And then you never see what happens
after.
But
I don't think this is real, is it? Surely this is just to make it a Christmas special.
I don't know. But everyone on Twitter was like, oh, my heart's melting. I've known he's liked her for a long time. But if it's really awkward in the next episode in 2017, we'll know exactly what happened.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
They're like avoiding oil, all kind of eye contact, not really speaking. Oh. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
I am in Stonington at the moment.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a heating engineer.
Originally from?
Portsmouth.
Pompey. Right, yeah. So what time are you working till today? Is today the last day, or are you working right up to Christmas?
Right up till Christmas, mate. I'm even working Boxing Day.
Are you?
And have you had a Christmas party this year?
No, we haven't had a Christmas party this year, actually.
Are you feeling like it's actually Christmas?
I am, yeah, to be fair. I'm absolutely buzzing for Christmas.
Buzzing.
So what are you doing to make yourself feel more Christmassy?
I've got Christmas songs in the van, got some tinsel on the dash. It's brilliant.
Well, you're going all out.
Yeah.
I'm playing some Christmas songs too, if you'd
like
to listen.
That's what he means.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so normally on bangers, you would go for...
Chris.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't make him feel... Why are you making it sound like...
No, I'm just saying, are you open-minded if you like maybe could go for me one time?
I am, yeah. Chris, I've got a level with you, mate.
Yeah.
As you've been saying, he's been pulling some songs from somewhere, but his songs, as of recent, has been on par.
Thank you.
Been on par.
They've not been bad. They've not been bad, his songs, I'll give you that.
Here's what I've got for you today, Jordan. I Wanna Feel by Second City. Not bad, is it?
No, that's a great tune.
Yeah. Not bad. Who helped you with that one?
All My Own Work.
Is it?
Yeah. Big Radio 1 song at the time.
It was my ringtone for a while as
was
well.
Was it?
Was it, Jordan?
Yes. Ha, ha, ha.
All right, Jordan, you can have that. Or you can have my choice, which is this.
Oh.
Don't make that sort of smelly action at me, Mills. That's just the camembert.
That's whiffy, isn't it? The camembert I've just eaten.
Jason Derulo. Derulo. Don't Want to Go Home.
Well.
It's a little bit forced fun. I won't lie. But it's also, you know, Jordan has
forgotten about that one.
It's Derulo. It's Derulo. You can't go wrong with Derulo, though, can you?
No.
Well, maybe that one, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. Right. Two equally buzzing tunes. Just, it's going to be a tough one, this one, I think. I mean, it is only a Tuesday.
But it is near Christmas.
It is near Christmas. And I think, Tim, as I've not had a Christmas party yet, I think I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yes! Good one, Second City, I Want to Feel, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. One all on bangers.
I think you deserve that one.
Thank you very much, actually. Oh, that's unusual.
What do you mean?
You just like went, yep, yeah, it was all yours. There's normally some kind of confrontation.
No, not at all. That deserved to win that one.
Thank you.
Good bangers.
So, one all, back tomorrow morning on breakfast, and we're going to open door number 20. 20 on the Who Vent calendar.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we've got a problem in here. The team is divided. The producer of the show is really winter bulking this morning and has just had a bacon sandwich with slices of camembert on top.
It's because we've started up a cheese clove. If you want to listen early,
yeah,
from 6:30, well, we'll say 6:45, we're cracking open a sort of cheese club thing.
Yeah.
Grab some cheese, just get involved.
Any cheese, tomorrow morning, if you're here early doors, 6:45, cheese club's on for Christmas. The producer's like all over the camembert, which he brought in this morning.
Mm.
However, Fiona's like, ugh! And Liam's, well, he's not a cheese man, as you can tell, look at him.
But, like, why does camembert offend you so much?
He's literally got his, like, hand over his nose, like, oh, you're the most disgusting people on earth.
Thing is, if you don't like cheese, it's a rancid smell.
And also, we've gone in hard on camembert. Like, as a first one, that's quite unpleasant, isn't it?
I'm going to put some on your desk as a treat.
I mean, we're all partial to a bit of blue vein, but I think camembert is just unpleasant for this time of the morning.
Here's an idea. Whatever's left over, let's walk through the office and just distribute it onto desks everywhere and then go home.
Can we go for something a little bit, for Cheese Club tomorrow, something a little bit more sociable?
Yeah, mate, it's too much for me, actually. I'm gonna bring in something a little less blue, something a little more mild.
A little less blue. I enjoy the taste of it, but the smell of it, you're right, as you walk back in, is rotting bins. It is. Yeah. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you. This is BBC Radio 1. Instead of chocolates on our advent calendar, we've got massive Whos. It's day 20 of the Who Vent calendar. But Santa, I wonder what's behind door number 20 today. Please tell.
The Who Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Time to go behind door number 20.
What a sad little life, Jane. You ruined my night
completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on.
Oh, dear. No, I don't get it.
Well, you wouldn't, let's be honest. There's nobody in there, love. So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
Well, that caused quite the drama on Twitter at the time. Back in January, Peter from Oxfordshire let rip at Jane for sabotaging his dinner party. The worst loser ever on Come Dine With Me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't get Little Donkey out of my head since you sang it in the BBC showers yesterday in an attempt for the showers to be a bit more festive here at the BBC. There's not even a sniff of tinsel down there, is there?
But it's the song you wanted me to sing.
Yeah.
So it was clearly on your mind before.
It's a classic.
Little donkey on a dusty road.
It's going to be in my head all day again
now. Little donkey, come along donkey. With your massive load.
Why didn't anyone join in?
I don't know. So there's like three people in there, right? All having showers.
Mm.
Not festive down there. Can we also all spare a thought for Thomas Schaffernacker, the weather forecaster with the best name ever? He's had a bit of a mare while doing the shipping forecast on the radio.
What's he done?
Well, Thomas had been to a party, but it's not related to that. Like, it's Christmas, isn't it? Everyone can sometimes feel a bit ill the next day. But he was 8 minutes into the shipping forecast on Radio 4 and this happened.
The Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in North Channel. Fair, good.
He's got a sweaty mouth.
Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southeasterly, 4 or 5.
Oh, he's not okay.
Increasing 6 at times. Ooh. Fair, good.
It's going to be sick.
Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southerly 4 or 5. Excuse me.
And he's gone. He's out the studio, he's run out. Yeah, can't take it anymore.
Do apologise. That was Thomas Schaffernacker. We'll just complete the inshore waters forecast. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point.
Do you know what would have been what would have been great there is if the other guy started being sick as well.
I'll just finish the shipping before
the Mull of
Oh, bless you, Schaffernacker. Hope you had a good night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.